I'm Nicola Tudor and I write Cardiff Bites.
And Nicola, you've won an award tonight. What was the award that you won?
I've won the best food and drinks blog in Wales.
And how are you feeling about that?
I'm still really shell-shocked. To be honest, when they announced the runner-up, I thought she'd won. And then heard my name and completely blanked out, and I have no idea what's going on now.
Now, tell us a bit about your blog. For anyone that hasn't read it, it's called Cardiff Bites, and what is it that your blog does?
Basically, it started off as a way of... I got really fed up of my friends just saying, right, we're in town on a Saturday afternoon, let's go to Starbucks, or let's go to one of these big chains. So I was like, no, guys, we've got some fantastic independent caterers, restaurants and pubs in Cardiff. It doesn't have to be expensive. You can eat really well in Cardiff for probably less than £10. And really, it's just over the past 5 years, it's grown from there.
And do you find that people are always coming to you now to ask for restaurant reviews and advice on where they should eat out?
Constantly. We go out for a team lunch every month, and every month it's, Nick, where are we going now? Where are we going now? So, yeah, part of the blog is just celebrating some of the great places that I go. Maybe highlighting, I try not to be horrible, but I'm maybe highlighting where I think that restaurants can maybe improve. And yeah, just, I love food and I love going out to eat, and it's just really great to be able to share that with people.
And food and drink was a new category this year. So did you think it was important that the Wales Blog Awards recognise those type of bloggers as an individual entity?
Yes, I did. I was actually quite vocal about it last year because we had this weird category called lifestyle, which seemed to be a mix of music and entertainment and fashion and food bloggers like myself. And it just struck me that I knew of at least 15 food bloggers in Cardiff alone, let alone the rest of Wales, that actually, guys, maybe we should have our own category because we're filling it up and maybe taking the lifestyle award away from somebody who writes more about lifestyle rather than food and drinks. So I'm quite pleased that obviously we've got our own category this year.
But then do you find that maybe that's a double-edged sword because, like you say, there's so many food bloggers? Is it hard to be noticed for doing something a bit different?
I think we're all quite different. I mean, there are some people who do strictly recipes. There's a lot of baking blogs out there, and I think that they have their audience. Obviously, the guys at Pint of 45 do something really different, and I love their blog. But then there's a lot of review places, but there's so many restaurants opening up in Wales that I think we've all got our place.
And for you, I mean, the Wales Blog Awards is very much about celebrating it as a hobby, and it is your hobby, isn't it? You don't write for a living.
No, I'm actually an administrator for a charity doing my day job. So, I mean, today I spent my whole day stuffing envelopes and answering emails and all that really fun stuff. But then to go home and know that in a few weeks' time I can go out somewhere and eat really nice food and then share that with people, that's my release, that's my fun.
And for anybody that's out there and has a subject that they're passionate about and would like to start a blog but doesn't know where to start, what sort of advice would you give them?
Just keep writing, just start writing, just whatever it is, keep writing as often as you can. I think the hardest thing is really just finding your voice, and that took me a good few years really to just get the confidence in myself. So I think the more you write, the more natural it becomes. So if you're passionate about something, just go for it.
Well, congratulations again for winning Best Food and Drink Blog.
Thank you very much.